producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Friends, the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, rolling into the second hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. I have been, I will continue to be a massive proponent that females arm themselves simply because I know reality. And recently, in what would have to be termed the miscalculation of the century, the Bloomberg, every town that has illegal mayors wants to see some moms in action or something, whatever they're called nowadays, they put out this little ad. That's supposed to be anti-gun. That turns out that, you know, the message is a little bit different. Joining me now from Oregon, she wrote an opinion piece called Protecting Myself with a Gun is Not Academic. We're joined by Rachel Lucas, the executive director of Safer Oregon. Good morning, ma'am.
Hi, Bill.
How are you doing?
Thanks for having me on.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Good.
My pleasure. Now, you yourself... You're not just some person out there that feels constitutional and warm and fuzzy about owning guns. You actually have a little background as to the proof that you, as a female, in order to defend yourself, probably need a firearm, don't you?
Absolutely, I do. Yes. Yes, I'm a rape survivor, and I didn't have a gun, and I got raped, and I barely escaped with my life because I was, as you say, reality... I'm smaller than the man who raped me, and I couldn't overpower him. He could overpower me. I was trapped in a room with him, and he could overpower me without a weapon. Just the disparity of force. Women need, guns are the great equalizer, and even just carrying a gun and knowing how to use a gun empowers me to go on with my life, and it's because I know that I can defend myself in a situation where I'm overpowered otherwise. Reality, as you put it. It just really is.
One of the things that I see out there amongst with the way the law enforcement and the courts and everything try to deal with self-defense, like in my state in South Carolina, if my wife and I get we separate and all of a sudden one of us puts a restraining order out against the other, and it's real. Now, there's a lot of things that happen sometimes out of vindictiveness and mean-spiritedness. But if it's a real thing, right. If there's a real physical threat, in South Carolina, they pull both of the concealed carry permits, mine and hers.
Oh, that's bad, I think. I mean, I don't think that's because the person who, if it's real, the person who put the restraining order out needs to have a weapon. That's bad. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I think it's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. If I'm the domestic violence perpetrator, and my permit is pulled, well, you know, I'm going to be perpetrating domestic violence. I've already made that crossover into being a lawbreaker.
Absolutely, you're already breaking the law.
And you know, in South Carolina, even though they would pull my permit, they're not going to take my gun, and I can put it in the car and drive it legally to wherever my estranged partner is, and then I can, you know, still do the deed.
As a person, you know, you never get over the sense of vulnerability that you had at the moment of your attack. You know it. You're aware of all the situations now where that could be. It changes you forever. And all the bells and whistles in me are going off when I hear that. That is terrifying. That is absolutely terrifying. I feel vulnerable when I hear that. I feel small and scared and unable to defend myself. That is just wrong. somebody needs to be going to the legislature with that one. That's, oh, I feel sorry for all the women in that position.
Well,
that's wrong.
That's not what we'll have to have you on, and we'll talk about that. Maybe we could get something started here in the Palmetto State regarding that. It needs to be done.
Should you need something like Safer South Carolina?
Yeah, truly.
Instead of Safer Oregon, my organization, our organization.
Now, when your attack occurred, were you not a gun owner? Were you not allowed to carry a gun, or had you never saw?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't a gun owner. I was raised in a liberal family that was anti-gun and, you know, peace and all that kind of stuff. And it didn't even occur to me. In fact, it was much later after the attack that my daughter got involved with college Republicans, actually, to be honest. And they were all getting CHLs and everything, and she said, "Mom, you know, you should get one. You should." She kind of had an insight about that, and I was like, "Oh no, you know, that's okay for you." But I don't know. I just had one day. It's like God kind of woke me up, and I went, "I think she's right." And I went and got my CHL. I learned to shoot, and you know what? My phone is talk for a minute. My phone is giving me my wake up alarm. It's early over here. You need to turn off my alarm, okay? Okay, sorry about that.
Not a problem, not a problem.
I don't even know if you can hear it, but it's going off in my ears. So she told me, you know, Mom, you should get a gun, and I did, a CHL, too. And I could not believe the feeling of empowerment that I had. You know, I've been through a lot of therapy and a lot of healing, but there's this part of me inside that always felt scared and always ran to the shadows and hid, and I'd have, you know, night fears and terrors and everything like that. And when I shot a gun, it was like, I can defend myself. Part of me that was waiting for me to finally stand up for me in a time when I couldn't was like cheering inside. And I've heard other women have that same experience. I'm not a victim anymore. You just know it. You know it. Just like I knew that I was, you know, that if in my rape situation, what I needed to do to save myself, which was not what my training was. You know, you're awake in every level. That part of me knew. And I was just like, wow, that was not what I was expecting.
And you make the statement. You've made the statement that the way you escaped had nothing to do with anything you were trained to do. Did?
Oh, absolutely not. The training, that was what bothered me. That's what sort of inspired me, woke me up to do this article. I was so outraged and frightened even by this Bloomberg ad that I saw on The View, because you know, it works on people who are not crime victims or who is not, because they're thinking academically, and that scares me, because thank God most people in America are not crime victims. But thank God that on The View, three of the women out of the four were. And even though I think they're probably progressive in other areas and liberal, those women wanted a gun. Every single one of those women for whom it was not academic wanted a gun. And that's where I said, you know, the training that I had for rape crisis training, what to do if you're attacked, it was all academic. It's a bunch of arrogant women, in my opinion, sitting around deciding what would work in a rape situation.
That have never faced that. Crisis. They've never faced that.
Exactly. That's the difference. People who faced it have a completely different reaction. And I was angry afterwards. I mean, because, and also I felt sort of guilty afterwards. Like, oh, if only I'd done these things that they told me to do. But then later, I didn't feel guilty at all. I was just angry.
We're coming.
How arrogant. How wrong.
We're coming up on the first break. I got a couple of questions I want to ask you. You can find out about Rachel Lucas. She is the Salem. She lives in Salem, Oregon, and she is the executive director of Safer Oregon, Oregon Crime Victims for Self-Protection. Find them at saferoregon.org, and you can reach her by emailing her at info@saferoregon.org. Rachel, you hang on, please, and we're going to go into detail. You just stand by. With my guest, Rachel Lucas, on a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
All right. Welcome back on a Friday morning. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest, Rachel Lucas of Safe. She's the executive director of Safer Oregon. She has survived a sexual assault, and now she is a pro-gun advocate for women arming themselves. Rachel, just out of curiosity, like you write about She Can Shoot, which is a women's league. And 90% of the people that join that are also, like you, victims that have survived sexual attacks of various levels. When somebody, when a female goes through that, if they actually pick up the means for self-defense and begin to become proficient at it, does that have, is that part of the healing that should go along with all that stuff?
Absolutely. That's the thing that surprised me the most about a learning to shoot is that it is very healing. There, like I said, there's part, I went through a lot of therapy and I felt like, you know, I felt pretty well, even though I was still having some panic attacks at night and stuff like that. I thought, you know, I just thought this is as good as it gets. You know, I'm pretty happy and all this kind of stuff. But there's a part of you that, lays in wait for you to, defend it, to empower it, to take care of it. And I felt like just completed my healing, you know, you complete me, like sharing your wire or something like that. I just felt like I was so surprised. I want, and I've heard this from other women too. In fact, I got an email as a response of this article from a woman who lives in Oregon who is a crime victim. And she said, you know, after I was attacked, I got a shotgun and I got a pistol. And I felt like I could take control. Because of these guns, I was able to, I felt I could take control of my life back and I could move forward. She didn't say because I went and sought counseling and did all this psychological stuff, although she may have done that, I don't know. She said guns helped her, empowered her, and helped her to move on with her life.
Well, I mean, you've been through counseling and you've trained with a gun. Which one did you walk out of when you, when say halfway through the process to where you were like, now I got this?
Well, I'll be honest, neither one. I didn't walk out with either one. I think both are important. I really do. You need to talk it out. You need to get it out of your system. You need to work through the things where women tend to blame themselves. You know, it's ludicrous, but it's just a reaction. You take on the shame and the blame of the perpetrator. It sticks to you somehow like glue, and you have to talk it out. You have to heal from that. But you really can't take on, because of the difference in power and the fact that you were defenseless, you have to defend yourself. I have to tell you about another woman too. When I just told a friend of mine that I'd known for a while that I was starting this organization, and she said, well, you know, I'm a rape victim. I said, I had no idea. She said, a long time ago, and I've just recently been having panic attacks, and I went to the doctor. This was many years ago, almost 50 years ago for this woman. And she said, I went to my doctor, and fortunately for her, it wasn't one of those Obama doctors that interrogate you about how many firearms you have. Instead, this doctor said, I'm prescribing for you. You get your CHL. You get a gun. You learn to shoot it, and you learn to carry it. He prescribed a gun and a CHL for her and learning to shoot it. And because of that, she felt so empowered. She was able to testify very powerfully when they tried to take our RAR rights here in Oregon a year and a half ago.
Is that doctor taking new patients?
I know, right?
It'd be worth the drive for me just to go see him whenever I got an ache and pain. That'd be worth the drive.
That gives me an idea, actually. I need a new doctor because I just recently moved to Salem from the Portland area. And I need a new doctor. I think I'll call her up and ask her who he is.
There you go.
but she feels empowered. She's able to take her life back because of learning how to not only have, you know, learning to shoot, but carrying that gun with her. You know, I think it's kind of like a service dog for women who've been victims of violence, you know. Because it's healing you even by just having it. Because you're affirming to yourself every moment, I'm defending you. You know, I'm defending myself, that you, that person inside of me that I wasn't able to defend. You kind of, no matter what it was, and whether it was all your fault or not all your fault, whether it was, even if it wasn't all your fault, which I'm sure it wasn't, there's a part of you that doesn't know that, that doesn't come from that kind of, you can tell I've had a lot of counseling, but the inner child. But, you know, there's a part of you that doesn't rationalize things like that. And it's saying, I don't care. You take care of me. You know,
see,
and until you do, it's sitting there waiting for you to do it.
Every time a Rachel Lucas or a Nikki Gozer or an Amanda Collins gets out there and goes public, I secretly, it thrills me because I have often believed many times that the salvation of the Second Amendment is going to come at the hands of the ladies. Because the argument they can make... But I tell you what, can you hold on for, can you go through one more segment with me?
Absolutely. I want to touch on that.
The other thing I want to ask you about, and we're going to have to take that next segment and really move fast with it because I want to get this out of you. Have you heard of Taylor Woolrich?
No.
You haven't heard of Taylor Woolrich? Okay.
No, I want to write that down because this is going to be important, right?
Well, yeah, I think so. I think it's very important, especially since she's being held back. Rachel Lucas is the executive director of Safer Oregon, Oregon Crime Victims for Self-Protection. Find them at saferoregon.org. She can be reached at info@saferoregon.org. You guys got a Facebook page and all that other stuff, too?
Yeah, we absolutely do.
Safer Oregon on Facebook?
Yes.
Just out of curiosity, what kind of gun do you carry now?
Actually, I carry a revolver, a Smith & Wesson airweight hammerless. I tried a semi-automatic, and it's too hard for me to chamber around. And I know in a panic situation, my hands are going to shake. I didn't grow up with guns. I'm going to revert back to what is the most basic. And with a revolver, you point and shoot.
Yeah.
In fact, I just got myself North American Arms Sidewinder, really tiny little revolver, 22 Magnum. And I like that one because, you know, it's a little hard to conceal carry a revolver, but this one is tiny.
Did you change the grip on your Smith & Wesson?
I have a Crimson Trace on it. I'm going for self-defense.
Okay.
I'm actually a pretty good shot, but I know, for me, this is self-defense. I know my hands are going to shake. I know I'm going to panic. I'm not about my ego.
No, the only reason I was suggesting a bigger grip is because it's easier to train with if you have a bigger grip, because those J-frames are sort of small.
I'm pretty good at it. The first gun I shot was one with a hammer, and I realized that snags when you need it the most. So I traded it in and bought a hammerless about a year and a half ago.
It doesn't matter, really. I just was curious as to what your flavor was. Hang on one more time for me, and we will continue to explore this. I do, folks, I do really believe that the salvation of the Second Amendment lies in the hands of the ladies. And I get to go along with it. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. My guest from Oregon is Rachel Lucas. She is a pro-gun advocate for a reason, which we've discussed in depth. Now, I just had talked about the women being the salvation of the Second Amendment, and you wanted to talk about that. Go!
I absolutely agree with you. In fact, that is why I started the organization Safer Oregon. Because I could see my right to defend myself practically dissolving before my eyes with legislation and laws and Bloomberg money and all this kind of stuff. And I know that women's testimonies, women's heartfelt telling of their own stories, their experience, any woman who's been a victim should find the strength to come forward and tell publicly her story or testify at the legislature, because we have, in our vulnerability, we have the power. We are the ones who can save our rights. And it's very empowering to do so. I do encourage women to know themselves, to know what they can comfortably share and what they can't, and know that they're in a safe situation, because there will be, they'll have a reaction afterwards. But it can be very, not only empowering to help save our rights, but empowering personally. You're taking back your life in that way, too, with your own voice. And it is. I totally agree with you. In fact, that's how 5 years ago, when I first got my CHL, Oregon was facing, I didn't know this, so I probably wouldn't have done it. But in the legislature, we were fighting to keep our records private. They were, there was some stuff going on here locally, and papers were trying to publish the names of CHL holders, and so it ended up in the legislature that we were trying to pass CHL privacy, and I was terrified. I mean, I'm like, oh my God, I'm a crime victim. I do not want my name published like they did in Roanoke, Virginia, and I mean, I was just like, how can you not see how dangerous this is for crime victims? And I was absolutely terrified, and but I went and testified. At that time, I was so scared, I wouldn't even use my name. And I was shaking, and my voice was shaking. And it took three sessions for us to finally passed concealed handgun license privacy of records. And I think that it's my testimony, and I don't think there were any other crime victims at that time that came forward, but it completely changed the focus from, we've got to, you know, witch hunt all these bad gun owners and publish their information so people can know how safe they are. There was some organization called Ceasefire Oregon, and they get up there and just demonize gun owners, and people are like, yeah, we need to know where the guns are, you know. And here's this, you know, little old lone voice, scared and shaky, my voice going, what about crime victims? What about me? You're exposing me. You know, and they're the bad guys now, you know. And just in the nick of time, I got bolder and stronger, and you know, I healed inside that part of me that, within 3 or 4 years, I think it was 3 sessions, but 4 years, we passed CHL privacy just in the nick of time, because the Oregonian and the New York Times, working in conjunction with the Oregonian, was trying to go through the Oregon State Police to get the entire CHL database for Oregon. And they were like, oh, no, we're not going to publish it. Oh, give me a break. That's what they did. And they were even trying to... So anyway, I changed that, I believe. I really do. Because I changed the argument. Gun owners then became sympathetic people who wanted to use their guns for self-defense, because we are. That's who we are. And the New York Journal News, you know, they did publish that interactive map of gun owners, registered gun owners. They weren't CHL holders. And there was a national outcry, and they had to take it down. And I don't think we'll ever have problems with that again. But there was even some murmurings in Oregon to overturn the decision that they made to keep our records private. The newspapers were still going after us. That was my experience with my own testimony. And since I've testified for other gun bills to keep our rights, to keep my rights, to protect myself. And I would go even further than to say that, well, I would say that without our voices, we may lose our rights.
So. I agree with that. I'd asked you about Taylor Woolrich. Yeah. I'd asked you if you'd heard of her. Taylor Woolrich is a student at Dartmouth in Hanover, New Hampshire. And she has for years had an active stalker who is on the gun ownership prohibition list, of course, because he's a... Yes. You do know about her? And
yes,
she's...
I'm bad with names.
Yeah, and...
She's a pretty little blonde girl, yes.
She's gone to the college powers that be and asked them for an exception so she can carry a gun, and they've told her no. Her family has had to move, and when she's not in class, she has to stay confined to her dorm room, or she can call and ask for a campus police escort.
I read that, and they get irritated because she calls too much.
Yes. And
that makes me so mad.
I'm just waiting to see how this plays out. If I was Miss Woolrich's dad, I might seriously consider living close to her and just breaking the law, or breaking... New Hampshire is a pretty pro-gun state. Dartmouth, not so much.
It's the university system.
Yeah, it's the university. I might be walking around, walking my daughter to class and whatever, she, you know.
Yeah.
Maintaining a respectable distance or something. But when I see stuff like that, and I see schools looking at students like Taylor Woolrich, who's not, you know, she's not a big lady or anything else. She's a little girl. And yeah, telling her, no guns, no reason, no way, not even for self-defense. That just, you know, it just... And colleges are where a lot of sexual assaults occur that we never hear about, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. My husband does stuff with statistics. He's really good with finding statistics. I don't even know how he does it, but it's really bad. Colleges are really bad with sexual assault. I'm not so good with statistics, so I can't rattle it off.
The thing that is the mystery to me about colleges is that they, you know, most of these kids are 18 and up into their early 20s. We'll take in it. When I was in the military, we'd take an 18-year-old, and we could turn that kid into Rambo in about 6 months.
Good point.
And here we have young people that are higher, you know, they're getting a higher education. They're learning a thought process that sometimes can only be taught in college. And we don't trust them to do the right thing. Like if, you know, if they allow guns, it's going to go to gunplay during a debate about quantum physics. I don't agree with your theory.
Right.
Feel your hand. So.
Well, one of the articles I read about Taylor, the first article, they said there's nine states, bad with statistics, so I could be getting some of this wrong, but there are nine states that do allow concealed carry. Oregon is one of them, actually.
Yes, yes.
And because they keep trying to pass this in Oregon, too. And they've had zero incidences in all of these nine states in all of the years. Oregon, I think, has had, most people don't know about it, even students, I think. I think it's been 25 years, and no incidences. And because I was in testimony, they were going to try to pass concealed carry on campus here in Oregon. And they were saying, you know, you mix alcohol with firearms and da-da-da-da-da and illegal drugs and drug use. And I'm thinking, they're not supposed to be drinking or using drugs already anyway, so they're breaking those laws. That was one thing I thought, so creating this other law. But the other thing I thought is, there's no evidence to say that. That's just, again, it's academic. It's them in their think bubble thinking these things up that are not true. And that scares me. It makes me mad and it scares me, which is why I take action. It's just no incidences. It's not true. What is true is that women are being sexually assaulted on campuses and they need the ability to defend themselves. That's true.
Rachel, thank you very much for joining me today. This has been fun. I'll be in touch.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Stay safe. Keep fighting. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
All right, back again for one last shake for the week. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. One thing that really bothers me out there is that we have people that are actors that think because they're actors and they make you believe that they're a character, that they can say something to you and you're simply just going to take it. You're just going to take it and go with it because you're so because they are so beloved. The demand a plan ad series sort of riled me up. As far as Cinema Fair is concerned, I'm sort of primal with what I watch. And I got to confess to you, I like a lot of Sylvester Stallone's movies because they satisfy my urge to see gratuitous violence, which you like to watch it too. For some reason, he seems to get stuck on doing sequels, though. I mean, we've got Expendables 3 coming out. I'm sure we're going to have Rambo 12 coming out one day. Rocky, another Rocky picture. Expendables 3 is going to hit theaters today. Which, you know, there's going to be a lot of shooting involved in Expendables 3, and there's going to be a body count in the hundreds. Sylvester Stallone is the most anti-gun guy working in Hollywood today, though. Although he does have a concealed carry permit, which are very, and he got his from L.A. Okay, that's very hard to obtain one of those. He has one of those as well. A lot of people early on might have looked at Rambo and thought that he was pro-gun. And he has supported a lot of figures, Republican figures. He supported Reagan. He supported George W. Bush. He's also donated money to Joe Biden and Barbara Boxer. He's not really vocal about very many political issues, but he definitely isn't shy about publicly voicing his opinions on gun control and gun violence in America. He was big pals with comedian Phil Hartman, who was murdered by his wife in 1998 with a gun. And that's when he became particularly passionate about the issue. It's not just the lax gun laws, however, that he doesn't like. He wants to blow a hole through the Second Amendment. He has stated it has to be stopped and someone really has to go on the line, a certain dauntless political figure, and say it's ending. It's over. All bets are off. It's not 200 years ago. We don't need the Second Amendment anymore and the rest of the world doesn't have it. Why should we? He added, until America door-to-door takes every handgun, this is what you're going to have. It's pathetic. It really is pathetic. It's sad. We're living in the dark ages in America. He's been approached about the films where he uses guns and, you know, kills more people than most platoons would have in Vietnam. He said, I know we use guns in films, but the time has come to be a little more accountable and realize that this is an escalating problem that's eventually going to lead to, I think, urban warfare. While he was promoting Bullet to the Head, which I like, by the way. I like the Bullet to the Head movie. He asked, who needs an assault weapon? Like, really, unless you're carrying out an assault, you can't hunt with it. Who's going to attack your house? So here's what I would say to anybody like that. First of all, gratuitous violence depicted in movies is just exactly that. It is gratuitous. And the attitude that you'll see anybody portraying, if you want to see a real movie about somebody shooting just one person, if that person after he's shot somebody, if he's not standing there and then collapses into the ground and then vomits all over himself and goes into the shakes, that's not a real movie. That's not really the way it happens if they don't depict it that way. And then if they don't follow them for years and get inside their head and watch them relive that incident over and over and over again. People that shoot people in real life in self-defense situations don't get out there and throw one-liners after they've shot somebody 22 times. There's nothing mundane or, routine about shooting somebody. Now, and yet he continues to make these films with all of this gratuitous violence, which I fully appreciate for what it is. It is absolutely make-believe. This guy, I don't know how much research he actually does in any role he does. Not much. I've seen one Rambo movie, Rambo 2, as a matter of fact, when he's taking the helicopter out and he's got a Huey full of people in the back of the helicopter and he fires the anti-tank weapon at the helicopter. If that had been real, everybody behind him and the rear fuselage of the helicopter would have been blown into the river, dead. So he doesn't do a lot of research. It's all make-believe. It's all for the entertainment value. I don't know if he sits back and says, well, yo, I don't need to do no research. I'm sly. I don't know if he's doing that, but that's the end result. That's the end product. And he also doesn't live a normal life. Sylvester Stallone doesn't have to worry about being carjacked. Because nobody's going to carjack a car with about six people in it. Because when he's riding around, he's not driving his Toyota somewhere. He's got a driver and an entourage with him. He doesn't have to worry about things that you and I have to worry about on a daily basis. And that's good. That's a sign of his success, and he is entitled to it because he has worked to get it. The only thing he hasn't worked to get is to subvert my rights or your rights. No, this is not the Middle Ages, and it's not the Dark Ages. This is the age where the American president invites crime and disease into the country wholesale. We can't even bring fruit into the country. People from foreign countries cannot bring fruits and vegetables. They get thrown away because of what these might bring into them. But no! No. Not the people, not the MS-13 members, not the disease vectors that are sitting around and, you know, bringing with them diseases that long ago we thought we'd stopped. And not the terrorists. We've just enabled a group called ISIS, Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. These guys want to fly their flag at the White House. Do you think they're not aware of our porous border on the southern side? That's the world we exist in, Sylvester. That's where we live today. So, you know what, Sylvester? I actually was a member of the military. And as a member of the military, I threw my hand up and promised to defend, to guarantee with my life, your right to spout stupidity. And you do have a right to spout stupidity about anything you want to. Make movies about anything you want to, whatever you want, however you want it to go. But you don't have a right to subvert my rights, to satisfy any sense of wrongdoing you may have had from the late Mr. Hartman's death, or anything else. Sorry. You just keep making movies and you distract. You know, your distraction for me lasts about as long as your movies do. As a matter of fact, the worst part of your movies is when you talk. I'm having a hard time, you know, while you're pumping yourself full of HGH and everything, which, hey, I envy you that. I'd like to try that myself. While you're pumping yourself full of that, maybe you could take some, I don't know, some lessons on how to speak, how to articulate, without sounding like somebody's got you by the neck and you're gargling gravel at the same time. But by all means, continue, please. You are an American. You've earned the right. God gave it to you. The only thing he didn't give you is the right to take my rights. I am hoping this is the shape of things to come. I'm having a blast. We'll do this again on Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control. It's always been, it's always going to be about total control on a Friday. This has been Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.